reflect the regular meeting, November 12, 2013. Please stand and join us in reciting the Lord's Prayer and the Pledge of Allegiance. Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Present this evening is Councilmember Paul Lynch, Troy Purnell, Lisa Hall, and yours truly, Alroy Brennan. Our town attorneys present, Dean Gaskell, town administrator, Laura Allen, and all of our department heads. As you notice, our mayor is not here. He's absent tonight. And also, Councilman Dean Morrell. First item on the agenda is the approval of the minutes. Anybody like to make a motion?
Move to approve the minutes of October 28, 2013.
Okay, it has been properly moved that the minutes of our last meeting, October 28, 2013, be approved. First item on the agenda. All in favor? Sorry about that.
Aye.
All opposed? Okay. We have one abstention and two.
Elroy, you have to vote.
I'll vote to pass the minutes, so we have 3-1.
3.5.
3-1. Okay, the next item on the agenda is a presentation by Sandpiper Utility. Are they present?
Good evening.
Good evening.
My name is Steve Tull. I'm with Chesapeake Utilities, which is the parent company of Sandpiper. Mr. Gibbons asked me to give you a brief rundown of what we're doing and where we're at, and as far as converting the underground utility, gas utilities, from present propane system to natural gas. Just to give you a brief background, Sandpiper, I know it's a new name in town. It's a subsidiary of Chesapeake Utilities. Chesapeake is the parent company who supply natural gas from about Middletown, Delaware, south to Fruitland and now Worcester County. We will be converting over the next several years the entire system in Worcester County, including Ocean City, which is approximately 15,000 customers right now. The reason that we have a different name is we have a different tariff with the state. It's a regulatory thing. So even though basically, it's Chesapeake Utilities, but the Worcester County part of it is a separate entity. Just in a quick overview, our conversion process will be completed in phases. We've already begun the first phase. On November 2nd, we completed the conversion of Stephen Decatur Middle School and High School from propane to natural gas. As I'm sure all of you have seen all the construction going on, we now have gas up to along Old Ocean City Boulevard up to Route 113. They've crossed 113. We should have, weather permitting, we should have gas across that intersection tomorrow. And we've identified the phases, and I have a map I can show you. I apologize, it's not up on the, can't put up on the screen. We do have some other underground work to do in the town. We are utilizing the majority of the existing system. We have some valves that we have to add just as a safety precaution. We've looked at approximately half of the almost 600 customers in your town on the system, both residential and commercial. We will continue to look at those houses to assess their, you know, whether we're converting appliances or appliances that we need to replace. And we expect to start the next phase from Route 113 up Old Ocean City Road to Main Street, and then part of Main Street, Austin Circle, Starlight, that area. That's our first phase. Hopefully in the next couple weeks we have all our parts ordered and everything's installed. We do have agreements with Kelly Foods and Atlantic General Hospital to convert their oil-fired boilers to natural gas. Those parts have been ordered, and those services will be installed shortly. Couple of things I know have been, I had a meeting with the town manager and several of your utility departments. We have made provisions. We're working basically a Monday through Thursday schedule because we know that, you know, Berlin, especially in the summer and around the holidays and all, gets particularly busy. So we're trying to stay out of town on Friday except for maybe some cleanup things that won't disrupt anyone. The way I've worked my schedule as far as the areas and how we'll convert everything, and we've communicated this already, but you know, the Christmas season I know is very important in the town. It's a very busy time. We will not be downtown in that time frame, and we're also trying to work our schedule so that we can avoid the downtown congested areas during the peak summer season when we know you have a lot of, you know, we don't want to disrupt any of the businesses, but we also want to, you know, bring that, the advantages of natural gas to you know, to all the residents and businesses in the town. Just to give you, I know this is going to be a little harder to see, but it's not, it tends to change quite often, depending on what we find and how we find things. And I can turn this around for everybody else later. But, again, here's 113 in Old Ocean City Road. Which way would you like me to, sorry. My first phase is, again, we'll separate here by the food line and by the bank. This first phase is in yellow. It comes up to Main Street, down Main Street a little ways, and includes, like I said, Austin Circle and this whole area. The next phase, we're working a little piece of Main Street. That may change depending on kind of timing. When I get this done, I have flexibility to come back in this area. Again, if I'm going to be, I'm not expecting to be on this Main Street until sometime in January, so I don't think it's going to affect anyone. If we move ahead faster, then again, I'll jump to another piece. Basically, this system, I have to keep the propane feeding the system to feed the existing customers, so we kind of have to feed a loop around and come back to the to the original line. That's why we've had to install a new line up here. We're feeding both natural and propane on the system. So it's about a chunk of approximately 100 customers, most of them at a time. Obviously, some sections of downtown areas and all are a little bit smaller. I don't think you'll see a lot of disruption. I mean, there's not a lot of underground work that we need to do. We will be having to, you know, there's some additional valves that were installed, and that's really because there's most places there's already a sectional valve that we can shut the gas off with. We're actually doubling those valves up just in case we have a failure on the valve, just as a safety precaution. But I think it's a pretty straightforward.
Is all the pink lines, is that where you're running?
Pink line, yes. Well, see, there's already existing lines all down here. This is kind of our way last part, but this yellow section is our first section. Then I'll move down through part of this main or back up in here. Not a lot of customers up in here. You know, when we get down towards this part, it's a little bit bigger. Obviously, a lot more customers and houses.
Where's your goal of downtown?
Our goal for the whole town? Really, we're converting the system from propane to natural. I mean, it's an energy savings. It's a cleaner burning fuel, even than propane. I mean, it's the cleanest burning fuel. You know, I think we're going to take a lot of emissions off the town just with the hospital and Kelly Foods, the amount of oil that they burn.
I mean, the area of the town where you expect to...
Your customer base?
Customer base, yeah.
I mean, the existing customers that they have now. I mean, if new customers want to come on, they're certainly welcome. We expect a lot of customers when they start seeing some of the savings,
If you're a residential customer or a commercial customer right now, mm-hmm. whatever is involved in converting whatever you need, whether it's a furnace uh-huh. or a gas log or your washing machine or whatever,
right, okay.
you absorb that cost of converting the existing customer.
That's correct, yes, ma'am. However, there is always a however. In our tariff, which is our agreement with the state of Maryland, we are recovering those costs over a long-term period. So there's a little piece of that bill every month that helps pay for that pot, but you don't have a customer that has to come up with whether it's $500 or $1,000 or $2,000 up front. They're just paying a little bit at a time over the time period.
But everybody's paying into that pot.
Yes, ma'am, that's correct.
Whether they're using it or not.
No, existing customers.
All existing.
Yes, existing customers, right. And if new customers come on, then right, because we're the piece to that.
Suppose
as well.
you have an appliance that is currently not a customer. You have an oil furnace, for
uh-huh.
example.
Okay.
Can you convert that to use gas?
Yeah. Depends.
And
I mean, some we can. I mean, most of the boilers you can.
That would be at the customer's expense.
No, ma'am. I'm doing one
this
for a gentleman at the hospital right now. There are limits on it. I mean, I can't tell you that I would pay for the whole thing, but we'll pay for as much as we're allowed by the state to pay for. Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm. I mean, we may be able to pay for half of it or three quarters of it, or depending on what it is, all of it. But
you would come and look at it. And
yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we're looking at every single house, bringing everything that we look at up to current code. I mean, we're treating it as basically a new customer of us. You know, maybe they've had something that's been out of code, but it's been there for 25 years. Well, when we get done, it won't be out of code any longer. It'll have to be brought up
to
code.
But if I'm an existing customer,
mm-hmm.
and you supply natural gas as opposed to propane, my bill's going to go down.
Yes, ma'am. And the way the whole...
Give me a percentage?
No, because the way it's... I mean, we immediately came in and reduced everyone's bill. That was the first thing that we did, Chesapeake did when it took over. The way this whole system is built, because of the system improvement rate and everything, the more customers we get on, the more the bills go down. So, I mean,
it's a volume issue.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, the immediate savings is not, I mean, there's immediate savings up front. The larger savings comes as, you know, as more customers come on, then their price goes down.
So when is your completion date?
Oh, it's going to be a long time before I get to Ocean City.
No, I mean,
but for Berlin, I'm hoping to be out of Berlin in the year. Again, Berlin is a challenge, and we knew it up front, and that's one of the reasons we started here. There's so many older homes and older equipment. From the guys that work for me, it's a jump in the fire kind of thing. And we're finding a lot of things that, you know, some older equipment we can't convert that we're just going to have to replace. It's not a cookie cutter type development. Some of the,
every day you don't know what you're going to need.
You never know what you're going to run into.
Right.
I mean, we have a lot of experience. We've done several communities, but this is obviously a much bigger project when you're looking at 15,000 to 17,000.
Where are you with Ocean Pines?
We're going to start Ocean Pines when we're about 75% done Berlin. So probably late summer, I'm hoping to start Ocean Pines.
Most people have been asking me, you said the advantage of natural gas. What are they? Other than I said, it costs less money, that's the biggest.
It's cleaner burn. That's the two big things. The other thing, and again, I'm coming from the utility side, not a propane company side, but it's a safer gas. I mean, there's still explosive levels, and obviously, you know, you can always have an issue on something, but Natural gas is lighter than air, just propane is heavier than air. So if you have a leak in your home, the propane tends to settle. So if it's in a basement, it's going to stay and it's pooled in that basement. Where natural gas is lighter than air, it's going to rise and dissipate at a much quicker rate. And not to downplay what Eastern Shore Gas has done down here for years, but you know, we have an outstanding safety record. We're very safety conscious. We'll be making a lot of changes.
So it's no installation charge to the customer?
Not up front. There are limits on some things. I'm not, you know, up front, I can't come in and, you know, tear your room apart and fix your fireplace and have a contractor come in and remodel everything. But, I mean, within reason, yes, we are replacing or converting everything. And testing everything. I mean, there's probably houses that have never had a test on their gas piping in 20 years. It'll all be tested. And if it doesn't pass, it'll all be replaced.
That's great. Think your customer service department will improve?
After some of the horror stories I've heard, I certainly hope so.
I hope so too.
And we've addressed quite a few of those issues.
Great.
Any other questions?
Yeah, very important.
Okay.
Thanks a lot.
Yep. We're always available if someone has a question. Mike has my number. Have a good night.
Item number 3 is a motion to approve the Kokomo flood plan restoration. Is anybody here from the flood plan?
Back again.
Hey. Good evening.
State your name again just so we have it on record.
I'm Amy Jacobs with the Nature Conservancy.
We have a motion to approve this tonight.
Looks like we're going to make a motion. We have a motion of the Mayor and Council of the Town of Berlin authorizing the Nature Conservancy to design and implement the construction of breaches on Town of Berlin property located within parcels 7, 15, 26, and 27 of Tax Map 23 and parcel 47 of Tax Map 30 in coordination with the Town of Berlin to restore the natural hydrology in the adjacent floodplains subject to the town's spray permit issued by the Maryland Department of the Environment.
Okay, before we vote on this, could you just briefly go over a little bit so people that are here
Sure. Don't
really know what we're talking about?
Sure. So we're looking at an area that's located adjacent to the channelized portion of the Pocomoke River. The town of Berlin owns those parcels on the east side of the river. And what our goal of the project is to put breaches in the existing berm that's preventing water from the channel to go back into the floodplain during storm events. So we want to create some notches in that berm, pretty much, so that when we get a storm event, the rain will go into the floodplain, it'll be able to be stored in that floodplain temporarily, and then slowly be released back in the channel. The improvements that we'll see because of that would be improved water quality, because the water will be able to be filtered through that wetland. Improved wildlife habitat because of the connectivity between the wetland and the stream, and also improved flood storage as the water's there, as opposed to being all shunted directly downstream.
Okay, some of the council members went on a tour this past Friday, so I don't know if any of you want to comment on it.
Lisa and I went, and it was very informative, and I don't think there's anything but a win-win situation. It doesn't cost the town a dime. Floodplain storage area. And made a lot of sense to me.
Good. Can I go ahead and make a motion to approve?
Okay.
A motion to approve the Mayor and Council of the Town of Berlin authorizing the Nature Conservatory to design and implement the construction of the breaches and the so mentioned parcels listed on the motion to approve.
Okay, with all that said, you're approving the floodplain.
Restoration.
Are you ready for question? All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? So that's 3-2-0. Motion passes 3-0.
I see Jane's not here. Has she had any word, do you know, from Dr.
No, not yet. I believe he's out of the country.
Okay.
And that was one of the reasons why we put some qualifying language in the motion, just to account for that.
Okay.
She's out sick.
Okay, move on to the next, number 4.
Thank you, Amy.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. And this is Jane again, unless Dave's going to do this.
Yeah, this is an ordinance for up for first reading and public hearing on this. This will be held on November 25th. This is ordinance number 2013-06, an ordinance of the Mayor and Council of the Town of Berlin and Maryland Municipal Corporation amending Chapter 20 Parks. Be it resolved by the Mayor and Council of the Town of Berlin in Chapter 22, Article 3, Sections 22-49 and 22-50 be amended as follows. 22-49, Rules and Regulations. The rules and regulations for the use of parks are as set forth herein. Number 1, the washing, waxing, cleaning, or repairing of any type of motor vehicle shall be prohibited in the parks, except repairs of an emergency nature. Number 2, the driving or parking of unauthorized motor vehicles in any area of the parks not designated as a parking area shall be prohibited. Number 3, no motor vehicle shall be parked in the parks, whether in the parking areas or otherwise, overnight. Number 4, no mobile home or any other type of structure shall be used for sleeping in the parks, including the parking areas thereof, without permission being obtained from the Mayor and Council. Number 5, no bicycles or other pedal-operated vehicles shall be allowed in the parks except in the parking lots and areas designated for the riding of said vehicles. Number 6, no animal of any type shall be allowed to occupy the parks of the town except if said animal is on a leash and under the control of the owner or owner's agent. Number 7, no open container of alcoholic beverages shall be possessed in any of the parks. Number 8, the light attendant tennis courts and handball courts located in the Steve Decatur Park shall be permitted to use after sunset up to and including the hour of 11 p.m. Any play on said courts after the hour of 11 p.m. prior to sunrise shall be prohibited. Number 9, all facilities and equipment shall be used in the manner intended. No other use shall be permitted without the express written permission of the Mayor and Council. Number 10, no use of the facilities, equipment, or any area of the parks for any activity in which money is exchanged for goods or services shall be permitted without the express written permission of the Mayor and Council. Such authorized activities shall also be subject to the provisions of Chapter 8 of this code as applicable. Section 22-50, violations and penalties. Any violations of the provisions of this chapter shall be punishable upon conviction as a municipal infraction as set forth in Article 4 of Chapter 2 of this code. Any vehicle violating any rules or regulations as set forth shall be removed and towed at the expense of the owner or operator. And again, our public hearing will be held on this ordinance on November 25th.
Okay, and that's the first reading. Dave said the public hearing will be held November 25th, 2013.
Right.
Tonight we don't have to do anything.
Nothing at all.
Next is number 5. Motion to approve Stephen Decatur Park Mayor Grant application. Where do you want to expand on that?
Included in your packet are two grant applications. The first is the Humphreys Foundation, is to the Humphreys Foundation in the amount of $2,000. The second is to the Worcester County Arts Council in the amount of $500. Both of these grants are intended to offset the expenses that the Parks Commission expects to have in the undertaking of the repainting of the Stephen Decatur Park mural. There are other funds that the Parks Commission is seeking to offset some of those expenses, but these will take care of the majority of the expense.
So it's a total of $2,500?
Yes, $2,000 for the Humphreys Foundation and $500 for Worcester County Arts Council.
When do you plan to submit these?
These will be submitted essentially as soon as, if you approve them tonight, as soon as the mayor can sign off.
They have not been submitted.
They have
not been submitted.
No, ma'am.
I guess that's why you're waiting for this approval.
Yes. They need to be approved, as with any grant application, they need to be approved by you all before they can be submitted.
Any other questions? Anybody like to make a motion?
I'll make a motion to approve the student care professional grant application.
Motion on the floor to approve the Stephen Decatur Mayor Project application for the grant. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion again passes 3-0.
Thank you.
Next item on the agenda. It's department. Department reports. First being finance, Natalie.
Good evening, everybody. I have a couple of things to report. We finished today. Billing cycle and the bills went out in the mail, which is our ongoing monthly thing. Also, we've taken a tour to the wastewater department from Bell and I. I've never been out there, which was very exciting. it was actually very interesting because when you read about it, it's different from what you actually see in reality. I wasn't expecting to see all this. Randall taken a online class for collected uncollectibles and learned a couple of new things as well. We have a meeting tomorrow. Laura, I, myself, and Mary with Charlie Day, who is I don't want to say financial advisor, but out of here, it's a our grand bond management company. So it will be interesting to go over things that we've encountered through the years. That's all I have. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Deputy Town Administrator Mary Bowman.
This past Saturday was a beautiful day in Stephen Decatur Park, and we held the Just Walk event in cooperation with the Worcester County Health Department. This year there were approximately 41 participants, about 10 more than last year. So we hope that this continues to be a successful event. Everybody really seems to enjoy it. It's just a terrific way to spend an autumn Saturday morning.
Is it? Anything else?
That's it. Thank
okay.
you.
Public Works, Mike Gibbons.
Thank you. Today we completed the pipe work on the submerged gravel wetland, and we anticipate to be planting the plants and seeding the area by the end of the week. Also, Maple Avenue, the paving started on that project, and we should be finished with that by this Thursday. That's all I have.
Okay, thank you. We'll move on to electric.
Good evening, Mayor and Council. I have a few things to report on. Big thing we've been working on the past week or so is the Christmas lights in the downtown area. And I just spoke with Michael Day earlier before the meeting here, and we're supposed to pick up the tree set in front of the Atlantic Hotel next week. So we'll be doing that. Also, we're working with the State Highway Administration on some streetlight poles in front of the Atlantic Hotel that we have to relocate. It's the two Victorian-style lights on each corner, one on Broad and one on Jefferson. The Atlantic Hotel has agreed to let us move those lights inside the fence so they can make that sidewalk ADA. So we'll be relocating those to the inside of that fence that's out in the front property. And the big news is we are breaking ground on the wind turbine site this coming Friday, weather permitting. The generator was delivered last week. It's at our shop. And I spoke to the contractor today. It's going to work for Doug Richards. And he assures me they'll be starting this Friday to put the foundation in. letters for me. And that's about it. Thank you.
But the lighting that Stephen came for.
What's that now?
The lighting.
Yes, sir. I've dealt several times with the HOA president, Kelly is her name, and also a guy named Josh. He is a representative from Syntex Homes. I've sent him an estimate on both lighting projects, the one for Scooter Lane and also Intrepid. And right now they're looking at, you know, what the price is of it, which was very expensive. And we went back and forth several times, and he's asked me, you know, about changing the type of light fixture. If you go in there right now, you see the Victorian-style lights that are in there. That's what we would prefer to see them put throughout the entire development. Those lights are very expensive, so they're discussing whether they want to go that route or not. So I'm just waiting on him to respond back to me in which direction they want to go.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Next is Police Chief Arnold Allen.
Good evening. We've had a busy last couple weeks, but I believe the forefront of our mind is the tragedy that happened on Friday evening. Again, our prayers are with the families, all involved. Currently, we are assisting with the actual review. State Highway has already started doing investigations at the intersection. They've stated they're going to start looking at lighting options that increase lighting itself and lower lighting to increase visibility at the intersection. They're actually reviewing all crash data at the intersection, using a lot of data that they have and data that we have at the agency. And they're actually preparing to go ahead and do a study in the future at the intersection also. Rental State Police, they're actually the lead in that investigation. They have their crash team doing the accidents investigation itself. And at the evening itself, the Sheriff's Office and Berlin Police Department provided assistance going to that whole situation.
The mayor has a statement that he wants to read tonight.
You actually have the statement itself.
I thought you had a comment.
Right now, the mayor and the council are actually making a formal request to State Highway to go ahead and make improvements. They're going to be asking for some different things, such as the marked crosswalk, time signals, and those sort of things. So that's going to be done formally. That process has already started again with our communication. So again, well before the evening was already out, State Highway was already starting discussions. We already had State Highway officials there. So again, it's something in their front of their mind, and definitely something that the town and the police department take seriously.
Okay, I think you pretty well stated everything in the letter. I try to read it without my glasses. The town of Berlin will be making a formal request to the State Highway Administration to study the intersection of US 113 and Bay Street, Maryland 376, to ask them to determine if either additional highway lighting or a pedestrian countdown signal and related markings are warranted at the intersection as a result of Friday evening's tragic accident. The request will also include a request to see if additional lighting is warranted at crossovers on US 113 just south of Bay Street that serves as the main entrance to Decatur Farm. And we also have a copy of a letter that the mayor and sent to the Dennis and the Boyn family. Condolence letter. Okay, we'll move on to our planning. Dave Engelhart.
Birmingham. Good evening, Council. I don't have very much. Last meeting we discussed up in the former Ames Plaza plans to use some of the space for rentals, the Renner Center, to expand. I've also since then had information request from an architect. They want to use the end space up there on Route 346 for a tractor supply store. Like that, there's one in Pocomoke, there's one in Salisbury. So that, again, that's a good news there. We have an empty retail commercial space being filled. Also had up here on North Main Street, the Berlin Main place, where there's one office building. The developers come in and picked up a permit packet, so they're going to proceed with the construction of a second building there shortly. So that's another good advancement. And keeping with the trend of dormant properties seeming to come out of the ground recently, I've had some inquiries again from Main Street Homes, the development that was proposed down on Tripoli Street and Bay Street. That seems to be gathering up some steam again, too. We'll see where that goes. That's all I have.
Okay, thank you. Next is Human Resources, Jeff Leibowitz.
Good evening, Mayor and Council. I have nothing this evening.
And last but not least,
see you, Michael.
Economic Community Development, Michael Davis.
Tomorrow I'll be in Centerville with Main Street Maryland's quarterly meeting, where I'm one of two guest speakers for the program tomorrow. And then Monday, Laura and I'll be meeting with the Coastal Bays on their strategic planning meeting. And then I want to publicly thank Lisa Challenger and Worcester County Department of Tourism for this magazine. We got a non-matching grant, which meant we didn't have to pay anything to have this put together. So thank you, Lisa.
That's a great cover. Perfect time.
About $7,000.
The only thing could have been proved it would have been you driving the horses.
I wanted to, but Randy wouldn't let me. You have to have a license.
Okay, number 7, Town Administrator's Report.
Good evening. This is the Town Administrator's Report for November 12, 2013. A list of purchase orders. I have purchase order number 1368 in the amount of $1,108 to National Business Furniture for new desk and shipping charges for the town administrator. Purchase order 1408 in the amount of $3,303 to Food Lion for gift cards, cost to be shared amongst all departments. Purchase order 1456 in the amount of $3,100 to DBA Ice Machines Plus for Ice Machine, cost to be shared amongst five departments. Purchase order 1469 in the amount of $1,425 to Business Card of America for Tervis tumblers with a town seal. Purchase order number 1316 in the amount of $1,951.60 to Rains Sand and Gravel for crushed stone for Flower Street project. And purchase order 1518 in the amount of $1,156.99 to Cards Computers for a new desktop PC and monitor for the planning department. That concludes my report.
We have 6 purchase orders.
Tell me about the ice machine, somebody.
Tim, would you like to cover that?
I was approached by Jane from the Water Department concerning an ice machine. From what I understand, we used to have an ice machine at the electric plant that all the departments used about 5 years ago. And that machine basically broke down, and from what I understand, it was very old. So they basically disposed of it. So they haven't had a town ice machine for almost 5 years now. And what we've been doing is getting ice from the ice plant over there off of Washington Street. So what I did is I actually contacted a company in Cambridge that sells ice machines. And I was traveling back to Virginia, and I stopped by there on a Friday evening heading back home to there. And he had 2 machines there. He had a used machine, and then he had the same machine that you're looking at here. Well, the machine that he had there at his facility, he wanted $3,500 for it. So I actually went on the internet and I was able to get it at $3,100, including the filter that goes along with it. So what I did is I spoke with Mike Gibbons from Public Works, Jane, also the power plant, which I'm in charge of that. And what we decided was to go together and share the cost of the machine, and then all departments could get the ice during the summer months. Because when, you know, it's 100 degrees outside, we carry coolers with us for water. And we figured we could use the ice for that, and then also for town events. If you were to have a town event here, you could come down here and get the ice for that event.
So where are you going to keep it?
It'll be down at the electric shop at Schoolfield Street, where the old one used to be.
It's a big Jasper.
Yes, ma'am.
525 pounds of ice.
Yes, it produces that in a 24-hour period. We figured we would get a large one because there's so many different departments that are going to be using it. And the cost difference between the smaller one is about $400 or $500.
And tell me about the Jervis tumblers.
Would you like me to?
Big mouth.
Why don't you go ahead?
It's something that I kind of stumbled on by accident, that you can actually go onto their website and design your own tumbler. So it was an idea.
And it comes out of Michael's budget.
I don't believe so.
She's in it all the time.
No, I believe it was charged to special appropriations.
Special appropriations. Yeah. I move to approve the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 POs as presented.
Okay. It's a motion to approve 6 purchase orders. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? The motion passes. The reading is 0.
Thank you.
Okay, then. The mayor's not here, so I ask each councilman, starting with Lisa.
Well, I want to start on a good note here and just let everyone know next week's American Education Week, and we all got letters from students at Buckingham inviting us to attend American Education Week, and that's one of the requirements with Banner City, so I'm going to be going next week to that. And I would really like to express my condolences to Tymier and Tyene's family for what happened Friday night. I've always spoken quite a bit in the past 5 years about, I'm really concerned about walkable, bikeable Berlin and everything that we vote on up here to promote this, yet we have a stretch of a highway going right through the center of our town. We have developments and children on one side. We have 3 schools on the other side, a park, all our town events. You know, there's no countdown light. I might be speaking out of turn here, but I really don't think the state highway wants these pedestrians on this highway. And that's why, you know, they've made it a major north-south corridor for people living in New England and going down to Florida, because who wants to rather drive 95 or that way? It's a much better ride than going through all the cities. But yet nothing's been addressed about the foot traffic. And it just really concerns me, and I think that, you know, this mayor and council, you know, what the mayor just said, you know, I'm going to make it a priority that, you know, we are heard. It's a very dark stretch of road. I drive it a lot. It's not very well lit. There's a lot of dips in it. A lot of these people don't live around here. They're just trying to blow through Berlin and get to where they're going. I wouldn't think that there'd be people and children and women with, you know, strollers crossing that highway if I didn't live in this area. But I really think that common sense with the state, because I know it's going to take them a while to do all these studies and this, that, and the other, but I think simply reducing that speed limit down to 40 or 35 from Boomers to the overpass on 50 past the hospital would be just a common sense approach. And, you know, reducing the speed limit doesn't cost anything. It's a matter of putting up some different signage, you know, at least until they decide what they're going to do. But I really think that, you know, this, we shouldn't stop until something's done.
I agree with you, Lisa, on a lot of things you just said. We know how hard it is working with the state. We try to get extra stoplights on 113, and we finally got a blinker at the Germantown Road. It took a long time.
And that's a terrible.
Well, that was supposed to be a stoplight. When they presented the J turns to us, there was supposed to have been a stoplight put in there to slow traffic down. And we didn't get the stoplight, but we got those J turns. And I'm sorry, those things are dangerous. Trying to cross across that highway through one of those.
Well, we'll probably do everything we can to try to get something done, but working with the state can be very difficult because on 113 in Snow Hill, it took about three or four people's lives before they got that light. And that's how a lot of things are determined by accidents. It's really, I hate to say that, but that's how they determine whether you get a light, how many accidents are on the highway or at an intersection. So that's what we're facing with. But like Lisa said, we'll do everything we can in our power to do what we can to get the state moving on, maybe speed reduction or some kind of pedestrian pathway. Hoping that maybe since our mayor is an employee of the state, maybe he'll be able to help us a little bit.
We're not asking for any favors from the mayor because he is employed by the state, but maybe he can at least just point us in the right direction, because that's the problem. It's a state highway, but it's our town, and it's our people. We've got to protect them.
Yeah, a lot of people don't realize that, you know, we don't have much control over the state highway, including Main Street. By the way, Main Street is a state
Broad
highway.
Street, William Street, they're all state.
We have a lot of state highways in town that we cannot do anything until we get permission from the state. So we close this street on Main Street, it has to be approved by the state. There's not a lot of things that we can do on our own, but just write letters and request that things be done. Mm-hmm. Okay. Any comments from the public? Okay. Please state your name for the record.
Master. My name is Patricia Doofendock. I'd like to thank you. I live on Burley Street. I'd like to thank you for giving me the chance to speak tonight. I appreciate all your comments. It's encouraging to hear that the state is taking this seriously, the state departments. First, I would like to offer my condolences to the Dennis Bowen family. This is not only a loss to their family, it is a loss to our whole community, and we need to respond as one community. Oh, I need the clicker. I'm used to having my mouse at home. I've spoken to council during public comments about this pedestrian safety several times before. I have mentioned it to my friends and acquaintances so often that I think they want to flee when they see me coming. Tonight, I'm stepping up my game. I've been gathering photos and news articles. I have crossed a lot of streets in a lot of towns, and now I'd like to present this slideshow. This recent tragedy has added urgency to my cause. Right click, left.
Right, on the right.
Thank you. Let's look at Route 113. We're still using 1970s engineering to deal with 21st century problems. Changes that are made on Route 113 must be approved and enacted by state agencies. From past conversations with their representatives, I have gathered that the state has no interest in making our highway pedestrian friendly at all. It seems that walkers don't belong on the highway. This is ironic, as foot traffic is the oldest and most widely used form of transportation. Placement of the highway divides Berlin. Berlin is growing on both sides of that highway. People are attracted by the wonderful things that we have to offer. Berlin has been making a concerted effort to improve and expand sidewalk construction throughout the town. That effort has stopped abruptly at Route 113. With so many important stores, Food Lion, Rite Aid, Bank of Ocean City, Subway, Dollar Store, etc., on the 346 Route 113 intersection, which is a mix of sidewalks, yield lanes, and narrow shoulders, it makes sense to improve that accessibility. I often see large campers park in the Food Lion lot, and then the visitors cross 346 to get to the drugstore or the bank. Some of us might choose to walk more to do errands, also so we can improve our health. AGH and healthcare facilities lack pedestrian access. These facilities are isolated by the unsafe conditions that exist on 346 now. If a person wants to use the shore transit, they must walk over the highway to the pickup point on Healthway Drive. This is an article from 2008. Regardless of fault, the pedestrian awareness has been a problem for many years. This year, in Accomack, pedestrian safety was addressed on Route 13 in Virginia. This is hope for pedestrians. As we see, the state's Worcester focus remains dualizing 113. Since MDOT is moving forward with this plan, we must request that foot traffic is included in the safety plan. The nearest bus stop may be on the other side of the highway. Here is a picture of the bus stop across right there by Uncle Willie's and Route 113. As you can see, if I wanted to send my teenager to go to Ocean City, they'd have to cross the highway to get to the bus stop. If somebody gets off of the bus stop and wants to go to a job in Berlin, they have to cross the highway to get into Berlin. This is just inherently unsafe, as there is no consideration for foot traffic. It's not just the nearest bus stop that may be on the other side of the road, but the closest bread and milk, town offices, restaurants, jobs, hospitals, and clinics. How easy is it to come to parades and festivals? All of our citizens want to participate in civic life. Where is the best place to cross? How does a pedestrian cross the highway safely? Drivers need to be able to see walkers. Walkers need to be more visible. There's also the deadly concern of red light runners, as our young Amy, who lives right there at Bay Street, when she was interviewed on WBOC, she standing there with a child in her arms and concerned. Not only, even if they did wait for the green light, people do run that red light all the time. It's not just a pedestrian problem. You see, some folks do cross by walking their bicycles. Other people want to ride their bicycle and act like they're, you know, and they are a moving vehicle. Riding bikes is also a safety concern. Everyone needs to know that bikes are moving vehicles with all of the rights and responsibilities of cars and trucks. Education that used to take place in driver's ed is no longer available. There's a large portion of the population that is really unaware of how bicycles should operate safely on our roads, and we have a lot of cyclists that come through. And unlike when the Seagull Century comes through, we don't always have a policeman there to guide you across the street. Would crosswalks help solve the problem? Here you see a couple of examples in West Ocean City and Ocean City. Countdown crosswalks are not unheard of on state highways. We saw the article about Virginia. Millsboro, Delaware has their crossing at over 113 by the Wawa. New countdown crosswalks have been placed in West Ocean City crossing Route 50. And we know of the Walk Smart program in Ocean City that uses countdown crosswalks extensively. There are crosswalks in downtown Pocomoke on their Market Street. And there's also one on Route 13 right there by Friendly's. They got theirs. Why can't we have ours? Thank you. Dualization of Route 113 equals more traffic. This problem will only get worse. Commercial traffic will use this very... Commercial traffic will use this very convenient thoroughfare more and more. The present speed limit of 50 miles per hour is still too fast for our towns. Some towns in Delaware have the speed reduced to 35 miles per hour. This would help improve both pedestrian and vehicle safety. We know how many cars have been hit as they're trying to make left-hand turns from Bay Street, also at 346. People have died for years in their cars. People have been hit and suffered extensive injuries in their vehicles, not just in foot traffic. It's just way too unsafe. All kinds of folks are trying to get around town, including my little ducks. Well, how should we proceed? I'd like for us to establish a committee of 5 to 7 people to coordinate these efforts. We would like to have the town blessing that we hope will include the needed data to support our claims, the legal review of any petition that may be forthcoming. I would like to have a community meeting. I've spoken to Gabe about this within 10 days in the multipurpose building if it's available. We request representatives from Berlin. We'd like to have the State Highway Administration, the Maryland State Police, and any and all elected officials from our area, county, state, town, anybody who can come. We want them there. But until that time, I request that emergency notification signs be placed on the highway, north and south, reminding drivers to watch for pedestrians. That can be done tomorrow. I think the state highway has about a dozen of them. You know, they have those signs that say, if you see something, say something. Well, we can get one of those little lighted signs that just says, watch for pedestrians. Let drivers know that we're walking on this highway. I'm asking town officials to demand that the long-ago promised stoplight be installed at Germantown Road. This would let drivers know, as they're racing up from Florida, let's say, that there's a town here and you need to slow down. That sign that says 50 miles an hour, people don't slow down. They're zipping by. I hear trucks going by really fast through the middle of the night. Now, granted, we don't expect a lot of pedestrians in the middle of the night, but people do walk home. There's people who work until 2 o'clock in the morning. Maybe they're coming home. Maybe they don't want to get hit by a speeding truck. I also request that we station policemen at the Bay Street intersection and maybe at 346 during the upcoming parade to assist in crossings. We want all of our citizens to participate in our town events and festivals. I think this is something that can be done, if not by our town policemen, then the state policemen, whoever is responsible for getting people to cross safely that road. We don't want any more accidents. And we all know how crazy it is. Everybody loves to come to Berlin Parade. We invite people. We love them to come. But they're in a hurry to get out of town, and we don't want another accident. I'd like to thank you for kind attention tonight, and I hope that we can get some things done together.
Thank you. You're a good partner. We'll be doing all weekend to help correct this problem, and we'll be working with the state and working with our own police department and the council to see what we can do. Anybody else like to come in public?
I just want to say we do concur with the presentation, and the community needs to be involved, the whole community. When you get the whole community involved, things will happen.
That's right.
And I know coming from the mayor and council, but I believe, you know, my standpoint, the council, we're definitely behind doing something about it. There's no doubt about it. It'll take, like anything else, it's not just us writing and doing things. It's you guys.
Thank you. Everybody.
And I saw Jim Mathias yesterday in Berlin. I stopped and talked to him for about 20 minutes, and he started scribbling. And this is on his forefront. He was going to call Bud Church. He was going to call the mayor, but Jim is aware, and I told him, I said, we're just not going to stand for it anymore. We've got to do something.
Hand in the back.
Yes, I am speaking on behalf of a lot of moms and families that live on East Berlin. Trish Dukendock did an awesome presentation tonight. Again, the whole walkable, bikeable Berlin should include the two communities to connect. I happened to drive through that mess the other night, and my heart has been so heavy. And I mean, if we as a community have to start petitions or whatever we have to do, and there's a lot of us on board, so we're here.
Debbie, at school, do you think maybe we could, like, do something with the children to start educating them? I don't know how much you all work with them about walking and crawling. I mean, I'm a Harper with my grandchild, but is there something maybe the schools could maybe, like, you know, work with these kids and make them aware, you know, how dangerous it is, and maybe school them, you know, with crossing
PTA
crosswalks?
This year, so I can approach Mr. Seitz at EIS, and
I think that's one of the big things you didn't say, and I'm glad it kind of said it. Again, education is going to be one of the very important things. Again, we're talking about children, we're talking about adults also.
Right.
One thing we have said, again, people are not expecting people to be in that intersection. What we need to go ahead and say ourselves is, number one, we have to go ahead and be aware every time we go in an intersection and preach that as drivers. And then also there have the education as the walkers and pedestrians also. So that's going to be a big key component. Also like to go ahead and say we do have that data. Again, it's at the police department to go ahead and ask those questions. 63 accidents since 2000 is actually what happened in that intersection. That's the total. We're talking about, again, dramatically reduced every since the lights got changed to left turns. We know the majority of those accidents were vehicles making left turns in the past of other vehicles. So, again, State Highway changing that light, that's a starting point. Now that they go ahead and say, we're going to go ahead and do this next thing. So, again, the light at Germantown will slow people down coming through because they're going to have to look at an actual device. So come up with those ideas. Write those down. Go ahead and email them in. And, again, I thought of five things, and I'm listening to you. I'm hearing two more, and I'm thinking of ideas myself also. So, again, we've already had two discussions with State Highway, with you guys that are coming with different ideas of what you see every day, giving it to us. We can come up with a lot of ideas, and we can really get in and solve this situation. Again, we won't be coming back here saying that we can't have this happen anymore. We'll be able to go ahead and come up with some real answers and real solutions.
Good. And I think, you know, if we look at some of the things that can be done right away, and I shouldn't say this, but the things that can be done right away that's not expensive, because the state, first thing they say, we can't spend that kind of money.
What?
But things that can be done inexpensive needs to be done to make that intersection safe.
I'm going to actually send an email before I leave tonight to Ken Senna, he's the actual engineer, with the three things. That is the reduction of the speed limit as a suggestion by the council and by the audience, the light at Germantown, as has been discussed, and pedestrian intersection or pedestrian something as things right now, he's already ever brought up the other issues that we actually discussed.
Are they going to put those emergency signs, the lighting, watch for pedestrians?
That's the third one we said.
The signs at the south and north end of town. That's, you know, like the with the solar panels on it.
Correct.
For emergencies. Okay. Because that's something they can do tomorrow. Tomorrow morning. Well, I'm asking.
Again, ask for it. But again, the email's going out tonight.
Thank you.
Okay, anybody else from the public?
I had a on that Germantown, that one, that Germantown. You know, that's a very dangerous spot. I don't even go that way anymore. I cross that highway when the school's in, you know, in private school. Man, you know, if you're going from Germantown going across, the traffic gets up on you so quick.
There's that dip.
Yeah, man, that's a serious. And it's, I mean, we're really blessed that no more accidents have taken place there. I tend to go around instead of going across in the morning.
We've been working.
I tell you, it's scary.
We've been talking to the state for how long?
I don't know. The last time we asked for a study, they did a study at like 10 o'clock in the morning. Well, that's not when people are coming and going to school. Well, they'll do it if they're
coming. I believe once you get to the communities, if the people get involved and you put pressure on, look what happened in Snow Hill. Down this, you know, the state said they were going to put this J thing. The people came out. They came out in numbers, and they got the light.
The
state said they were going to get the light.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it's about getting people involved. Get your
polite
people
involved,
and it makes a difference.
The children.
Yes, the children are the
children.
Yeah, the kids can get more done most of the muscle adults.
As a community, we could think, and I don't mind having it, but in honor of possibly getting one night or three or four days where we have a luminary project, and we can line that stretch of road with the candles on the side to show us what's there.
And again, that would be something that we need to touch with the state highway. It's an actual issue or not.
Yeah.
But again, that's something we can definitely have there report to them and see if it's allowed, number one, and then we can move forward.
So do I come to you for that then?
I'll go ahead and ask that question. It's question number four now.
Okay, we have another.
Hi, yes. I have so many things to say, as I'm sure a lot of people in here do, which is why Trisha made a wonderful suggestion with establishing a committee, and I hope that that doesn't go away, because I know that the community wants to be involved with this, and people wanted to be here tonight, and people want to be able to speak about it. So an opportunity to continue to have that forum. But also, as you're addressing these issues, and there's so many different ideas, like Percy's idea with the luminaries, things that could be done to improve this, the education, which is going to need to come from a committee like that, because we can't put more on the teacher. As a former teacher, as Ty Bowen's former teacher, that's not something, you know, that's something that can come from the community that can support the school in helping them educate the students. But I think that when you're communicating these ideas to the state, it's one thing to say the words and the statistics. It's another thing, you know, these images of people crossing with a baby stroller carrying all their groceries for the week across a state highway, and there's no other option for them. And to see the situation is much more powerful than just necessarily the words and the letter. You know, we can all write these letters, but I think that, you know, pictures and seeing the situation that exists, that we all live in Berlin, and it's all our town, and there's two parts of the town with a highway running through it, and we cross that highway every day, on foot, on bike, by car. I do all three usually, and you know, that's, I live in East Berlin, and I want to go to West Berlin. Everything's in West Berlin.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm going to have to ask Laura if maybe you would email the mayor in the morning and let him know about this conversation, that we're interested in having another meeting within 10 days. You know, at the multi-purpose building, and maybe getting, you know, this committee together so we can keep this in a positive, you know, move forward and you know, take control of our highway back and make it safe. And then as far as educating the kids, we could do something like Ocean City's doing, you know, with their Smart Walk and, you know, all the different programs. We could figure something out, you know, to promote this safe walking in Berlin.
Great idea.
Good suggestion. In fact, I will see the mayor in the morning, and I'll relay everything that I can remember, and I'm sure the chief will relay everything he's got over there. Anybody else would like to make a comment? Anybody from the public? Press.
Thank you for coming.
I'll probably move that we adjourn this meeting. Thank you for coming. Thank you, everybody, for coming.